This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
Sharks aren't typically thought of as vegetarians, or even omnivores. But about 10 years ago, scientists documented a dainty relative of the hammerhead shark, known as a bonnethead shark, consuming copious amounts of seagrass.
A lot of people kind of just thought that, oh, the sharks were consuming it incidentally while they're going after crabs and squid and other little invertebrates that live in the seagrass meadows.
Samantha Lee, a PhD candidate at the University of California, Irvine.
So everyone thought they were kind of just passing it through their system and not really getting anything from it.
So Lee and her colleagues hauled five of the small sharks back to a Florida lab, and they put them on a three-week diet, 90% seagrass, 10% squid, and they analyzed the digestibility of that diet. Turns out the sharks actually put on pounds and were able to digest the seagrass just about as well as young green sea turtles do.
Even though the bonnethead shark has what scientists would deem as a carnivorous gut, they are definitely acting like omnivores. So there's definitely something going on probably a microbial level that's helping them to break down this seagrass.
The full nutrition info is in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B. The study also gives coastal ecosystem managers something new to chew on. These sharks are like lawnmowers, trimming the seagrass, digesting it, and yes, recycling it.
So they likely play more of a stabilizing role in food web dynamics. They're not a top apex predator. And they're also probably playing a large role in nutrient transport in those seagrass meadow ecosystems as well.
As for whether we might convince more sharks to have a little side salad with dinner?
I don't know that we'll be able to do that anytime soon.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.